Well, DMR started out in Europe as a commercial protocol. Amateurs adopted it quite later. So it's been around a long time. It's got a lot of development. Fusion really isn't that difficult. You're either using it or you're not. There's no talk groups or anything like that. That's specific only to DMR. And there are ways you can squelch things out, but you're still using repeater space. It's not like you have two time slots or anything like that. So there's so even if you're, if you're connecting to a room, you're still limited to one person talking at a time. So it's kind of a it's a solid mode. I've used FireSX on the Gaylord machine. They have an active one. And they've got some talk groups which I figured out which ones were active or at least populated by using the net for that in a system fusion site that showed the rooms that were on. I mean WiresX rather. And so using that I talked to somebody in a popular room called American Lake, and that was a pleasant conversation. He was in North Carolina or something. And it was very clear. So the digital part is very clear. I won't say it sounds exactly like DMR. The MV2 encode the coder is a little bit different than the C4FM system, but they both are good solid digital modes. And I've heard P25 before. Wow, P25 digital is quite clear.